The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Key. If you're looking to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then you came to the right place. I quit my 9-to-5 job to stay home with my kids while building a thriving business. Now, as a best-selling author, app creator, and 3x podcaster, I am here to teach you how to do the same. If you want to join my inner tribe, head over to the Manifest It Now app. And now let's dive in to the podcast where I'm going to give you my best manifestation hacks and tips so that you can manifest a life full of abundance, freedom, and fulfillment. Hello, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith, and today we are going to do a little story time. I want to share one of my manifestation stories that I don't think that I have shared in almost 250 episodes. I don't think I've ever gone over this story. I know I have in some of my coaching programs. I'm going to talk today about how I manifested my move to Florida. So this is like kind of like a three-part manifestation in one. So I manifested my move to Florida. I manifested a job that was like miraculous, and I'll get into that. And then my dream home, my second dream home. All right. So I have wanted to move to Florida my entire life, basically. We used to come here on family vacations to visit my grandma. She had a condo. And I just loved it. Like ever since I was a kid, I knew that I would someday live in Florida. Like I just knew it because every time I came here, like I just felt energized and I never felt that way in Chicago. Like I always felt drained. And I really think that different places have different energies for different people. So some people like love the Chicago area. And for me, I did not. It like totally drained me. And ever since, like even when I was a little kid, and we're talking about the place I was born and raised, I always would wonder like who decided, like who in our family decided this was a good place to settle. Like I hated the winters. It was so cold. It would be gray and gloomy for months on end. I dealt with seasonal depression. And the other thing that's so weird is, so like when I was a kid, I always was sick, always. And I always had a freaking like runny nose and just felt blah, like bad allergies, coughing, like my entire childhood. And so when I moved away, I didn't even realize that that all cleared up until I went back and like instantly it starts again with the allergies, the runny nose, the congestion. So it's like I'm literally allergic to the place. So I always knew from a very young age that I would move and I wanted to move to Florida. I love the ocean. I feel like that is my place of like peace, serenity. Like I just feel good there. And the sun, like I need the sunshine. I do start to get like seasonal depression if it's gray and gloomy. And my grandma had this pool and it was just so beautiful. And I would sit out there as a kid and I would visualize. Of course, at the time, I didn't know I was visualizing. I didn't understand manifestation or anything like that. But I would visualize owning a home like that with this pool. And I would just sort of tell myself, like, someday I'm going to have that. Like, it was a done deal. So I had been visualizing my dream home in my mind, like since I was a young kid, that I would have in Florida with like this rock waterfall pool and the whole nine yards. And then when I became an adult, And like when Pinterest came out, basically, I would make these digital vision boards. And one of them was called My Beach Retreat. And I like literally planned out my home, my dream home. And I would like go room by room, everything that I wanted. And I made this whole board and I would look at it every day and just visualize myself living in this home. And I would talk to my husband about moving to Florida, and it would always like end up in an argument because he didn't want to move there. He was from, you know, this small town and like didn't, you know, want to leave or whatever. So I just kind of resigned to the fact that like, okay, this isn't going to happen, or we're going to have to wait till retirement or whatever. And what ended up happening, and I won't get into, well, maybe I will get into the story. I was in pharmaceutical sales and I went to lunch with this doctor, and she was telling me how she was moving to California by the beach. So I was sharing with her like my dreams of moving to Florida. And she was like, you need to go now. Do not wait. Don't second guess it. Just go. Trust me. And she was saying how her and her husband had planned on going back to California like decades ago. That's where they went to college, and things kept coming up. They always had an excuse. They always had a reason to stay. First it was like their parents got sick and they didn't want to leave them. And then it was like they needed to save more money. And by then their practice got started up and they didn't want to leave their patients. And then next thing you know, like their kids are in school and they didn't want to move. And anyhow, like what was supposed to be a quick move back to California ended up being like 40 years later. And she told me, like, now my husband has terminal cancer. He has 6 months to live, and we're going to go live out his remaining months in California. So do not wait. You need to go now if you really want to go. And that really hit home with me. Like, it was just a crystal clear message. And the timing of it was like a pivotal time, because my husband was just finishing college and getting like ready to start looking for his full-time job. And my daughter was getting ready to start kindergarten. So I went home and I was like, look, I told him the story of what the woman had told me. And I was like, our daughter's going to start going to school. You're going to find a job, and then we're going to be stuck. And then it's going to be the same situation where we, you know, wait and wait. And then who knows if we'll ever make it there. And you guys, like, I don't know how to explain it, because literally every time we talked about it, it was like, no. And he was just like, okay. And I was like, excuse me, what? He's like, okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's move. And he was like all on board. And I still to this day can't explain it. And so we knew that we wanted to get there like as soon as possible, because he needed to start looking for a job. Our daughter was going to start kindergarten in a few months. So we had set this goal of moving in the spring. So the next day I go and I tell my coworkers, and then I finally get up the courage to tell my boss, and he was not happy about it. He's like trying everything to get me to stay. And I was like, look, I'm going to move with or without your help. I would, you know, appreciate it based on our relationship and everything. You know, we've always gotten along. I've always done a good job, and I would really appreciate your support in helping me transfer. And he's like, well, if you're going to move regardless, then yeah, I'll help you transfer. So anyhow, like this happens that same week as I'm looking for jobs with our company in Florida. I see that the guy that hired me, that I had a really good relationship with, I still talk to him like on, you know, occasion, or if we saw each other at meetings, he like got this major promotion over the state of Florida. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. So I call him up and I explain the situation. He's like, oh yeah, like I'll, you know, as soon as there's an opening, I will call you. Just be ready. Like get your resume ready, get everything ready. And sure enough, he calls me like a few weeks later and he's like, I need you to get on a plane and go to Tampa. And what's crazy is Tampa, I had never been to Tampa before in my life. But everyone that I was reaching out to that I knew that lived in Florida, they were like, you will be happiest in Tampa. Like it's a good place for a family. There's, you know, a lot of young professionals, a lot of things for kids to do. It's not that far from Disney. And so I was like, of course, like it's in this place that everyone is recommending. So my husband and I get on a plane, we fly there, and I, first thing, I do the interview and like nailed it and was offered the job right away. So then we were like, okay, we got to figure out like a job for my husband. So he had like brought a nice, you know, like business type suit and his resumes. And I was like, you know what? Like, let's just drive around to like all the different hospitals and see where they're at. So we did that. And he would like walk in and like literally go and hand his resume, which it's like, who does that nowadays? You know, everything is online. And I don't even think you can do that now. Like, I think they have security that would stop you, but he did it. And like, of course, like everywhere he went, people were like, what are you doing? Like, this is not how this process works. And one hospital like kicked him out. They were like, you can't even be up here. Like, well, how did you even get past security? And we end up at like one of the last hospitals, and he walks in and just happens to like find the director of respiratory that was literally like the department that he would be working in. This guy is like the same age as him. He just moved from out of state. He has kids that are our daughter's age, and they just hit it off. And the guy was like, you know, impressed that he took the initiative and just walked in when most people, you know, would never do that. He was impressed by that. And like, you know, they ended up having an interview, and like later he had a second interview and he ended up getting a job and working for that guy. And what are the odds that this guy ends up in the same rental area as us? Because we were renting until we could find a house. And this guy, we're in the workout room and he walks in and we're like, oh my God, this was totally meant to be. Like, what are the odds that we're all living in the same area? Okay, so quick side note, if you guys are in a situation like this where you have a job interview, you're making a really big move, something that is super scary, and like you need some liquid courage. No, I'm not talking about alcohol. I have something even better, the Magic Mind Elixir. So this elixir combines like everything amazing and magical into one. It has nootropics, it has adaptogens, it has matcha, it has ashwagandha for stress and anxiety. And it is like a little bottle of liquid courage and motivation and like all good things. Take that before your interview, before you have something that is scary and you need to be on your A game and you need that little bit of motivation and liquid courage. And I'm telling you guys, this is like magic in a bottle. It is absolutely amazing. And since Magic Mind is now our official show sponsor, they have an amazing deal going on for January where if you sign up for their 3-month subscription, you get a month free. So you go to magicmind.com/Jan, LOAT. And then on top of that, if you use my code, which is LOAT20, you get an extra 20% off, which totals 75% off. Like 75% off. That is insane. So again, just go to magicmind.com/Jan, LOAT. And then at checkout, use my code LOAT20 and you will get 75% off the 3-month subscription. So I'll link everything in the show notes. It is like a little bottle of liquid courage. This stuff is amazing. It's all natural. There's like 3 grams of sugar in it. That's it. It tastes good. And I use it every single day. So I definitely recommend it. Go check it out and then go do the thing that you know is on your heart that you want to do. So it like things were just falling into place so perfectly. So we end up moving and renting, and then our house in Illinois sold and we made a good profit on that. So it's like, okay, now it's time to find our second dream home. We found our dream home in Illinois. Now we're going to find our dream home in Florida. And we start looking with a realtor. And it was like everything that we looked at was so high priced and completely outdated. It was like not only was it way out of our budget, but it was also like you would have to redo everything. Everything was like 30 years outdated. And, you know, it started looking like, oh my God, how are we ever going to afford anything here? But we kept reminding ourselves about how we found our dream home in Illinois. And the same thing. It was like it looked like it wasn't going to happen. It seemed so impossible. And then it happened. So finally, I just took things into my own hands because I'm like, this realtor is not really getting what we want. So I go on Zillow and I'm not searching by our budget. I'm searching for what we want, like the things that we want in a home. So not practical, not reasonable, right? But I did it anyways. And I come across this house that was in an area we had never been to before. It was like north of Tampa. And I didn't know anything about it, but I got the address and I was like, we're going to go drive out here and check out this area and check out this house. So we get up there and I make a wrong turn. Like I was supposed to turn left. I end up turning right. And we start seeing all of these signs for like new communities that were being built. And the area was so beautiful and it made no sense because it's like literally right outside of Tampa, but it was like all open land and trees and forests. And there were like even cow pastures and like just, it was gorgeous. And we were like, oh my gosh, this area is like perfect. And so I was like, you know what? Let's just go check out these communities. Like, who knows? Like, let's just go look. Maybe they have some models we can walk through. So we did that. We go to the very first community, you know, that we could turn into, and they had models open. So we walk into the very first model, and instantly that same feeling that we had when we found our dream home in Illinois, we both had it. We both looked at each other and we were like, this is it. We're building this house. And of course, just like in Illinois, it was totally like not what we were expecting in terms of like pricing. So we started going there every weekend. Every time we weren't working, we would go and we would walk through that model. And the woman knew us, like the saleswoman at that point, like we were like friends with her basically. Like she's like, oh, you're here again. We're like, yeah, we're just walking through our home, you know? And so then like we get to a point where she's like, okay, we've got a more affordable home that we're starting to build now. Let me walk you through that one. And that would be a good fit for you guys. So we walk through that house and we're both like, eh, you know, it was like such a letdown. Like, okay, this one's affordable, but it's not the one we want. And so we're walking through it and I'm trying to be like really positive. And I'm like, you know what? This could work. Like it is nice and it's brand new and blah, blah, blah. And my husband's just like, no, we're going to take the more expensive one. And the saleswoman was like, excuse me, what? He's like, yeah, we're going to go for that one. And she's like, oh, well, I thought that one was like out of your budget. He's like, no, we're getting that one. We're going to make it work. He's like, if I'm going to work, you know, all these hours, I'm going to come home to a house like that. And I know if I have that house, I'm going to be more motivated to make more money. And so we're going to go with that one. And she was like, okay. So we sit down and it turns out like since he's a healthcare worker, they had like all these bonuses, that would take like the price down. And then there were like all these other like discounts and all kinds of stuff that made it like actually doable. And then we go and talk to the bank and we're like, okay, like this is actually doable. Like we felt like it was so out of our budget, but it really wasn't, like when we broke it down into like our monthly payments. And then on top of that, we go to like do the paperwork. And they gave us $20,000 to spend at the design center to do like upgrades. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So we go to the design center and we're talking with the designer. And like within an hour, we had everything set. I pulled up my Pinterest board, that vision board that I'd been doing for years and years and years. And I was like, we want this. And she was like blown away. She's like, I have never met a couple that have come in, knew exactly what they wanted, no fighting, no compromising, in and out of here this quickly. And I was like, I've been dreaming about this, you know, my whole life. Like, this is what I want. And so she like puts it all in the system and we start adding it up. And it was like exactly $20,000 to have all the upgrades and do everything we wanted to do. And I'm like, just, it's crazy. It's crazy. And so we got our house. We got our dream home. And what's crazy is like this area, which we didn't even know at the time. We just thought it was a beautiful area. It was like the up and coming area. And now it's like fully, I mean, it's crazy here. Everyone is moving here. The value of the house has doubled. Actually, it's like more than doubled at this point. like, how insane is that? Like, this house, if we tried to get it, you know, any other time, it wouldn't have happened. But like, now we have this house that's worth so much, yet we didn't really pay that much for it. And it's in this great area now. They've built like every restaurant and everything we could possibly like want or need, and like great school district, great everything. And so I wanted to share this story with you guys because there were so many things that seemed impossible. Like, it seemed like we were never going to move to Florida. I was never going to get my husband on board. And I hear people say that to me all the time. They're like, I really would love to move, but my husband is like, he'll never move. He'll never move. And they kind of make up their mind that that won't happen. And I made up my mind that it wouldn't happen until I decided, well, maybe I'm going to give it one more try. I'm going to, you know, put it all out there and just tell him like, hey, I don't want to wait until we get, you know, old. I want to start doing what we want to do now. I want to live our dream lifestyle now. And he went along with it. So like, don't say never, never say never. Like, if it's meant to be, it'll be. And like, the universe will move mountains to make it happen in divine timing. But had I not taken the initiative, brought it up to my husband, number one, and then number two, like, it wasn't like it was easy. It wasn't like my husband said yes and then it was like, oh, yay, like this is a fairy tale. It was scary. It was probably one of the most scariest things I ever did in my life because we had never even visited the area we were moving. I had to tell my boss and I knew he was going to be pissed and he wasn't going to want me to move. I had to find a job. My husband had to find a job. We had to find a school for my daughter. We had to find a place to live. Like, it was stressful. There were a lot of scary things we had to do and take action on in order to make it happen. But in my heart, I just knew that if we could just get through that, we would be where we wanted to be. We would be where we wanted to end up in. We would be in that lifestyle that we thought we had to wait till retirement to live in. And that's when I came up with the whole motto. I want to manifest a life I don't need a vacation from. I didn't want to go once a year to Florida and enjoy it for a few days. I wanted to wake up every day to sunshine and palm trees. I wanted that to be my lifestyle. And I knew that it was not going to be easy. I knew it was going to be scary as hell, but I did it anyways. And so if you are wanting to move or wanting to make a big change in your life, just know that. Like, no, it's going to be scary. There's going to be uncertainty. There's going to be risk. But in my heart of hearts, if I really want to do this, I can get through anything and I can make it happen and look at the end outcome. And is that worth it? And for me, hell yeah. Hell yeah. 100%. I've never once regretted any of it. And I'm so glad. I'm so grateful that I somehow found the courage to do it because I know I would not be happy if we still lived in Illinois. So I hope that this gives you like, you know, just some inspiration knowing that if there's something you really want, you can make it happen. And yeah, you're going to have to like take some risks and it's not going to be easy. It's going to be scary. But if the end outcome is worth it, then do it. Go for it. This is your sign to go for it. Stop waiting because you never know. You never know what's going to happen. And there's always going to be an excuse not to. Always. There's always going to be a reason to say like, oh, the timing isn't good. The timing is never going to be perfect. You have to just move. You have to just take that action and do the thing that you know in your heart you want to do. So go do that thing. Let me know what it is. Reach out to me. You could message me on Instagram at Law of Attraction Tribe and I'll give you some motivation, send some positive energy your way. And yeah, let's make this the best year ever. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'll see you here next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys want more in between these podcast episodes, you can subscribe to my Apple Podcast, Manifested It. You can find that in Apple Podcasts, and it has all of my bonus interviews, guided visualizations, subliminals, meditations, all that good stuff. Or you can download the Manifest It Now app where I put everything, all of my interviews, tools, everything I've used to manifest a life I don't need a vacation Station from. You can find that wherever you get your apps, in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And you can join the Inner Tribe Manifesting Community, which is inside the app as well, if you want to up level with a group of women who are there to support you, cheer you on, give you guidance, and up level your vibe. And if you love this episode, the best thing you can do to support the podcast is share it. Share it with a friend. Share it on your Instagram. Make sure to tag me at Law of Attraction Tribe so I can share it back on my story as well. I love connecting with you guys and putting a face to all the listeners out there. So come connect with me over on Instagram and let's start a conversation. Have a great week and I'll see you back here next time.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around, a watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom, and a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.